You know, if you give almost anyone 50 to 100 bucks to buy a bottle of wine, it probably won't be too hard for them to pick a winner. But if you give somebody $5 to $10 to buy a decent bottle of wine, now that's Steve's $10 wine challenge. Howdy do, ladies and gents. On this episode of Steve's $10 wine challenge, we're going to dive right into a wine review because we're here to prove a point. The wine we're going to be sampling is Firefly Ridge Syrah. It's a 2003. It's from the Central Coast of California, and it costs $7.99. And after uncorking and pouring and sampling, we realize that the wine is corked. That's right, corked. Yuck. Tastes like ass. Tastes like there was an aggressive peppery wine under there somewhere too. But it's corked. What a waste. Dionysus is weeping. Let's take a look at the lie at the back of the bottle, shall we? Firefly Ridge Syrah is a smooth red wine with exotic aromas, like cork, and flavors of blackberry, spice, pepper, and cork. Velvety tannins, a hint of cork, smoke, and long spicy finish to make this an ideal pairing for grilled steak and hearty pastas. This Syrah is delicious now, or can be put down for up to 5 years to develop additional complexity and extra corkiness. The point here? The wine is corked. Now, I don't want to say anything bad about the folks at Firefly Ridge, and in fact, to be fair, I'm drinking a bit of Firefly Ridge even as I read this, not this bottle, but another bottle, and this wine is absolutely delightful. The problem is the wine is corked. You've probably heard of corked wine before. It's wine that has this horrible, awful, disgusting, musty, mildewy flavor that's usually so unbearable that the wine has to be dumped down the drain. And it is always a tragedy to dump wine down the drain, and it always makes Dionysus cry. So what does it mean for a bottle of wine to be corked? Never fear, I looked it up on the old internet. A corked wine is a wine that has been bottled with a cork that is contaminated with a nasty little microorganism called TCA-246-trichloroanisole. Because with a name like trichloroanisole, it's got to taste like ass. So there you go, trichloroanisole. TCA contamination usually comes from the cork, but apparently it can also come from the barrels that the wine is aged in. In most cases, though, it's the wine. It doesn't pose any known health risks, so if you're a serious alcoholic and you're really counting on that cork bottle of wine, you can safely drink the whole thing if you want. It's just going to taste like ass. The wine industry estimates that as many as 3 to 7% of all wines have TCA contamination at levels that can be detected by consumers. Now, if you think about it, that's a pretty high percentage. In fact, for those who have ever wondered, the corked wine phenomenon is one of the main reasons why waiters and waitresses at your middle to highbrow restaurants let you sample a little sip of the bottle of wine before pouring a full glass. And they might even give you the cork to sort of fondle. Even respectable wine from a very respectable vineyard is likely to have the occasional cork bottle. So taste that sample. If it tastes like old gym socks that were fermented in your leaky basement, it's corked. Ask for a fresh bottle. And if you get a cork bottle from the grocery store, take it back for an exchange. As you might imagine, if up to 7% of all wines tend to be corked, this translates into a significant economic hit on the vineyard. This explains those weird plastic corks you now see in some wine bottles. They look sort of like a giant cigarette filter shoved into the bottle. And then beyond the plastic corks, there is an increasing number of really good wines that now come with a screw cap. And while you probably associate screw cap wine with cheap swill, think again. So now, while we acknowledge that there is a lot of romance and tradition behind the wine cork, the corkscrew, the pulling it out, the fondling the cork, all of that, we here at Steve's $10 Wine Challenge applaud the screw cap revolution. And today's show is devoted to screw cap wines. The first screw cap wine we're going to sample is a Merlot from 2003 from Napa Valley, California. And this wine is obviously trying to play up its screw cap status, and it's called Screw Cap a Napa. And the price was on, it was on sale, bear in mind. It was $9.99. So this is one of those wines that's normally a little out of Steve's $10 wine challenge price range. But because it's on sale, it's fair game. So upon initially unscrewing this wine, the nose was pretty yeasty. And so I let the thing sort of sit and breathe for a little while. And after letting it breathe and decanting it into a nice big glass, it had this really nice tart berry fruit smell. And upon tasting it, the flavor's got this really buttery vanilla thing up front with this really nice like raspberry blackberry thing in the background. Man, this is delightful wine. It's got this big vanilla finish. I really like it. Another really seductive wine trying to pull me over the $10 price mark. Which, of course, is the reason why wines like this are put on sale for just under $10 anyway. Let's look at the lie at the back of the bottle, shall we? It says, life after cork. Hear, hear. It doesn't say that, I said that. Life after cork. As an old tradition passes, a new one begins. Screw cap closures ensure the bottle of the finest Napa Valley fruit matures as the great winemaker above intended. This Merlot has aromas of black cherry and vanilla. The palate is soft and supple, with excellent acid and tannin balance. It finishes with raspberry and vanilla oak. And I would add to that, it's not corked. A second screw cap wine is Cadell Solo Big House Red. It's a blend of various kinds of grapes from 2003, and it's from Santa Cruz, California, and it was $7.98. It's got this lovely peppery smell. It's kind of light on flavor. It's pretty nice. It's just kind of subtle. There's not a big presence, especially for a wine with big in the name. It's not great, but it's certainly very quaffable, and it's kind of buttery. But let's look at the lie on the back of the bottle, shall we? And I have to apologize ahead of time because the lie in the back of the bottle is written in a fun font and it looks like a ransom note and I can barely read it, so here's my best shot. Yada, 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 Warden, we invite you to break out of the consonant of stuffy tradition with Stelvin Clocher or unrepentant practical and no white overroth top. Clocher. By a long stretch, Cagney Robinson would never deem it a dirty screw, assuming the screw having to do with the screw cap. I move on to paragraph 2. Yo, the 03 Homet is a moot killer, but by no means inelegant eclectic blend of pan-Mediterranean varieties, viz. Syrah, Petit Syrah, Zinfandel, Carignan, Barbera, and Malbec, our most intente and complex effort to date. For more information about Cadell Solo on Stelvin Closures, you on visit our website at www.boonydoonvineyard.com. The truth will set you free. Yeah, right. So that's it for this edition of Steve's $10 Wine Challenge. See you next time.